The phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Here, phone lines here, 221-1402. My name is Carl Bott, and today is the 5th of November, and what a day it is. The country has spoken, and things have changed. Hey, I'm joined by my producer, Kelly, and of course by my beautiful partner, Linda Bott.
Good morning. We are here at in the aftermath.
Yeah. And you know what?
And what do you do in the middle of the aftermath? You put yourself together and...
You know what you do? You take a look at what happened and you say to yourself, this wasn't a close race. I mean, you know, people talked about it getting down to a point or whatever, but it wasn't. Senator Barack Hussein Obama won by a big margin. And you can talk about ratio, you can talk about anything, but 60% of the people who voted for him, of course, were white, and that they pushed him over in the margins. States like Montana, you know, last time I saw, you know, Montana, you know, big sky country out there, you know, went for Obama. Virginia, and that was tight, went for Obama. North Carolina, which has been a pretty strong Republican state. However, the demographics have changed so much in North Carolina with the research triangle they have down there and all the universities, and that changed. So,
well, I consider myself to be a very patriotic person, so I will, vow to support my president, and that's just where I stand.
That's absolutely right. And I've already gotten emails from people that were really, really working against the election of Senator Obama. I mean, really working against it. And they've come out and they've said, you know what, I don't agree with what he had said in this, but he's my president, and I'm going to give him a chance. Now, you know, here's the thing is, you know, in 2003, I was in Iraq, as you know, a lot of people know. And if somebody had said to me that there was going to be a man named Barack Hussein Obama was going to be the president in the next 5 years, we would have shipped that person home, because there was obviously something wrong there. Which shows you the greatness of this country. The other thing about this country, the greatness of this country, is here we are, as I believe, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We've had a peaceful transition of power from one complete mindset or one complete party to another one. And yes, there were nasty things said, you know, people spit on each other and whatever, but it was peaceful. I've been in so many places that the idea of a transition from one policy to another entailed the whole ruling family getting killed.
Well, we're going to take your calls, 221-1402. How do you feel about today's news?
And I tell you what, they are lighting up. So, this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Now, as we've said so many times, that this isn't our show, it's the North State show. And for those hundreds of thousands of our listeners and those thousands that are calling our three lines, and the lines are backed up, Bob, we have selected you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning.
I won the lottery. Wow.
Hey, with this luck, you should, you know, go out and buy yourself a lottery ticket. You should win big this year.
Well, I'd have to donate 50% of it back to charity work. Well, we're at Safeway on Churn Creek in Cypress with Salvation Army. Do you want to know what we're doing?
Yes, absolutely. Bring it
on. We were going to talk about it, but I'm glad you called.
Okay. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. What we're doing is we're gathering every single thing right down to napkins, plates, and tins to cook them in, all the food for Living Hope Compassion Ministries to feed 300 people at Thanksgiving. And then after we actually have a spreadsheet of every single thing they said they needed, down to butter pads and how many potatoes and grapes and everything. And after we meet those needs, then we donate the remainder of it to the Salvation Army and other Christian ministries such as End Times Ministry, Living Hope, Visions of the Cross, and others. There's getting to be so many I can't remember all the names. We'll be down here from 8 o'clock this morning to 7 p.m. tonight. Any contributions, if somebody doesn't have the time or doesn't feel led to go buy something, if they stopped off and gave us a cash donation, what we do is we go inside and we spend every cent that's collected buying more food for these causes.
Yeah, I know that last year that I just saw the number of turkeys that were provided. You know, we went down there and bought a couple, and as did hundreds and hundreds of others here in our great North State.
Yes, and I appreciate that. It takes, you know, this is a motorcycle community event, and you don't have to be a motorcycle nut or ride one or anything, but
let's just help each other out.
Yeah, we're blessed to be able to ride in such a great, great area, and that's kind of what we dig. Well, do what we like to do and then donate also, it just makes it a little sweeter.
That's right. And Bob, you're open from 8 o'clock at the Safeway there on Cypress and Churn Creek to 7 o'clock tonight, right?
That is correct.
Okay, well, look at North State. Let's get down there and help out those people that are less fortunate. I mean, that's one thing we've always done up here. And so let's keep helping them. And Bob, thank you and United Bikers of Northern California for what you do.
And thank you for helping us spread the word, because it takes everybody's involvement to meet the needs that keep growing from year to year.
Yeah.
God bless.
Thanks for the call.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good.
How about you?
Well, I just kind of felt like I had to voice my opinion about the election results. As you said, you know, I'll support my president. This is our country. I love our country. But I must say, before I begin that attitude, I've got to say I'm sorely disappointed in my fellow Americans, because I think that they had to either be physically blind or purposely shut their eyes to believe that Barack Obama was the better choice.
A lot of people feel like you do. There are people out there right now that are mourning. They're upset. They feel sick. I had people say last night, I had calls that people said, I feel sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's really strange, but I do. But what I'm hoping is that he doesn't do anything too drastic, doesn't, you know, sell our country down the line to the European Union or something of that nature, and then people see the of such a liberal president and then take us in the right direction in 4 years.
Well, you know, Rob, you know what I hope and what, you know, I would pray for is I would pray for that Barack Obama becomes the best president we have ever had, and will go down in history as leading us into a golden age of prosperity and peace.
Absolutely.
That's what I pray for.
Very few times in my life that I wouldn't mind being wrong.
You know what? And that, you know,
wouldn't that be nice?
And that's the thing is that we don't, you know, there's such a thing as a loyal opposition. But Barack Obama has said he's going to govern from the center. And now that's, you know, today people have asked, is this a signal that the country is moving to the left? And
right.
I don't believe so, because if you look at what he is proposing, in the sense that they both, you know, voted for the bailout, he and McCain, that
right.
The fact is that he did talk about coming in from the center, and what we just need to do is, fine, if that's what you say, do it. And if you don't, we'll fire you in 4 years. But the other good thing about this is that he ran against Bush, and he was very, very successful. But the other thing, too, is Senator Obama ran a masterful campaign. He got all these people out, the young people out. He got everybody out to vote. And now he's got a Democratic Congress and a Democratic Senate.
Yeah,
now it's his chance.
In my lifetime.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's his chance to fix things, just like he said he was going to do. And if in 2 years he doesn't, guess what? It's going to be a lot of people kicked out of office.
That's right. It's a job, and we're all the boss.
That's it. We're not the customer. We're the boss.
Yeah, exactly. But and also, on the other hand, I praise our country, because the people spoke, and that's the decision that's made, and that's the one of the greatest representatives of our country, how great it is, and the freedom that we have here. So.
Absolutely. And it's those veterans that went out there that's been doing this ever since the beginning of this country, that went out and put their lives on the line for that one big right is to vote. And the people voted in a higher ratio yesterday than they have in, gosh, I think 60 or 70 years. And that's, I'm proud of them. I'm proud that everybody got out and voted.
Exactly.
Even if some of them voted six or seven times, I am still proud of them.
Yeah. Even the dead people that voted.
Even the dead people. Okay, Rob, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
You
All
bet.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, you know, I am sincere about this. I hope that this is the greatest 8 years that the country has seen in this century. I don't know if it will be, but I hope and pray it is. Anyway, hey, we've got to take a quick break here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and for you thousands that are calling, keep trying. The lines are filled up.
the night when you're heating today's Reading Record Searchlight.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I'm a little upset. I definitely like to chime in and agree with you and our last caller. I was definitely upset when I heard the final news last night and couldn't sleep and stayed up till 2 a.m. just wondering what was going to happen. But I am hopeful in the same sense that that maybe all those chimey-eyed people that put so much hope in him, you know, maybe he can fulfill some of it.
Well, you know, the thing is that you know, people mainly are afraid of the unknown. I think that with McCain, that you kind of knew what was going to happen. You know, he's got a long record you could take a look at. I don't think he was going to be like Bush. I think that it would have been different. But see, I think a lot of what people are going to go through today for the next few weeks and the next couple months is the unknown of what Senator Obama is going to do. Because, you know, at various times he has said one thing, as all politicians do. I mean, all politicians do this.
Absolutely.
So what we all hope for is that he is going to do what he says, that the economy is, and I tell you what, I don't expect the economy to come out of this in, you know, on January or February 1st just because he's president. I hope nobody believes that. But I also believe is that the things that we hold really dear to us up in Shasta County in Northern California are not exactly the same things that he holds dear. And you can look at that by the way the vote goes, you know, because ours was like a 60-40 against Obama.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we look at things a little bit differently. But you know what? Have the faith. Have the faith that this is the greatest country in the world, and, you know, and we're going to be great.
Absolutely. I completely agree. He just made one comment that really scared me that was played yesterday on the radio.
What was that?
About having a civilian defense system as strong and powerful and as well-funded as our military. And I don't really know exactly what he meant by it, but it sounded more like
system.
A guerrilla attitude than anything else.
A civilian defense system. Maybe he's talking about the one that would protect our country from within with using ICE, you know, the along the border, and that is to protect our country, which should be very strong, as well as having a strong Department of Defense outside our borders.
Right. I hope so. I didn't know really what he meant by it, but when I heard the words, it kind of scared me.
Well, that, you know, and people would get scared about that, because when you start talking about a very strong internal defensive mechanism, now you start thinking about people taking away your rights.
And people walking around with guns.
Yeah.
Well, people do walk around with guns, but it's usually my friends, so that's okay with that.
Yeah, as long as it's not the wrong people.
Yeah, we go. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I don't think this is the end of a free republic, but I can see it from here.
Well, you know, we don't know that yet.
I didn't say we know it. I said I can see it from here.
Okay, what's your fears on this, Joe?
Well, I'll watch him, but I think with Reid and Pelosi and Obama, you have the three pieces of a triumvirate that you need for a perfect storm. What I'm going to watch for is to see if these three people start removing the more moderate members of the Democratic Party from committee chairmanships and positions of influence. And if that happens, then it will be an indicator of more dire things to come.
Well, you know, that's a good point. You know, but here's something else that happened. Some of the moderate Democrats, like Elizabeth Dole, lost their seats. And that's something to take a look at. Now, the one thing that, you know, if anybody could be happy about anything, you know, that about the election, is that the Republicans did manage to hang on to enough seats so that they don't have an overwhelming veto-proof Congress in there. And then plus the other thing too is that, you know, if we're looking at this in a realistic point of view, is that a lot of the people that ran on a strict conservative, not strict conservative, but more of a conservative viewpoint on economics, about cutting back government. And then you've got your Southern Democrats, who are called blue dog Democrats, that they're not going to vote just because they're, you know, it's a Democratic thing. They're going to vote what their people want, and it's a more conservative vote. So it's, you know, it's not as bad as it could be. But you're absolutely right. If they start making these changes, it'll be interesting to see where we go.
Yep. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, listen, first of all, I want to say the sky isn't falling.
The sky's not falling?
Yeah.
Nope.
It's not.
We're still here, and everything's going to be just fine. But I wanted to make a couple of points, and the first one that came to mind this morning was that McCain wasn't really defeated. He was punished for the sins of the Bush presidency.
Yeah,
you know what? That's absolutely true. And Obama ran a great campaign. He kept tying McCain to Bush.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Okay, what else you got? We got a break here in a minute. What else you got, John?
My hope is that Prop 8 is going to pass. It looks like it's right on the edge, but it looks like it's going to go. And it's showing that there are still some sane people with some values in California, and we're not going to look like fools to the rest of the country. I'm going to let you go. I know you're busy. You got a lot of calls coming in. Take your break.
Hey,
talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John. Okay, yeah, we got a quick break here in a few seconds.
We have a very special guest in the studio we're going to bring on after the hard break. It's Veterans Day coming up, and all of the tributes to the heroes of the North State. We're going to be talking to the artist who's got a showing at the Old City Hall right after the break.
That's it. And plus, we've got the phone lines, are filled up. So for all you hundreds of thousands of listeners and you thousands that are calling, our three lines are just getting hot. We're going to have to get a fire extinguisher here and start spraying them. This is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines, again, are loaded up. We've got a special guest we're going to talk about today. You know, with all the Veterans Day coming up and all the great events that are happening to honor our veterans, you know, the ones that guarantee our right to vote and our freedoms there, that, you know, uphold the Constitution, even if, you know, some people don't believe that or understand that, but that's what's happening. So our guest today is a gentleman named Chuck Prudhomme. And Chuck is a Vietnam veteran and has done something very, very special, not just Vietnam. He's also a veteran and a retired, I think it's Coast Guard.
Yes.
And a number of things. But he's done something that is so special to honor our veterans right here in the North State. And, Chuck, why don't you tell us what that was?
Well, I'm a retired helicopter pilot, and I've become an artist since I retired, and mostly landscapes. And I embarked on a program to paint several portraits of World War II veterans from Shasta County. And I painted 20 veterans and interviewed 20 people, and simply to honor their service and the fact that they've made this country what it is today.
Well, I tell you what, you know, our World War II veterans are passing away at a rate of, like, I understand, like 1,200 a day. And after he's done these paintings and these interviews, and we're getting ready to have a show that begins today. Is that right, Chuck?
Yes, the show begins at Old City Hall Gallery today, and it goes through the 14th, and there'll be a reception on Saturday evening, 6 to 9 p.m., with the Color Guard, and all the veterans will be there present.
How did you find the inspiration, your aha moment, if you will, to do this type of work, which is different than what your landscape love is, and how did you choose the 20 people, veterans?
Well, I was inspired. Actually, I was in the line at a hardware store several months ago, and this small gentleman was standing next to me, hunched over, elderly gentleman, with a 101st Airborne patch on his hat. And, of course, I recognized the Screaming Eagles from Vietnam, and I commented to him, "Screaming Eagles, huh?" And he stood up straight as a board and said, "Yes, sir. How did you know?" And I told him Vietnam. And he went on to tell me his story that he jumped in D-Day. And I realized at that point, had I not asked him the question, I would not have known what this gentleman had done. This shriveled-up little man turned out to be a hero paratrooper on D-Day and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And that's what inspired me to paint some portraits and recognize their efforts.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we have, and they don't brag about it. They just do a job, just like many of our veterans have done, and they just do the job. They don't ask for anything. They just ask for respect of the fact is that they wrote a check for this country, and the cash for that check was their lives.
Well, that makes my heart feel proud, and thank you for listening, you know, for listening to your inner voice that says, who is this guy? You know, you took the step, and which inspired the show that you're going to be presenting tonight, the opening night. We're very excited. We'll be there. Again, tell us where it is again. Our listeners, we need to get that out for everyone.
The show will be at Old City Hall Gallery in downtown Reading, right next to the main fire station. And it starts today and goes through the 14th. There'll be a reception for all the veterans and their families on Saturday, this Saturday, 6 to 9.
Okay.
And the name of the show?
I don't think it had just a World War II veterans show. The whole show will be dedicated to these veterans. There's 20 portraits with 20 bios that I've written on each one of these individuals, to include women, and a photograph of them in uniform during World War II. So it'll be an interesting perspective on.
And I've seen these, and I've seen these paintings, and they're great. Let's go to the phones. Russell, good morning. Russell, are you there? Okay, we lost Russell. Neil.
Good morning.
How you doing, Neil?
All right. I'm a veteran.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're a hero. You're a hero.
I just wanted to say, man, when I was in, I was fighting socialism, the idea of it anyway, and I just cannot believe we have elected a possible socialist president.
Well, you know what? We've got a we don't know that for sure. We've got to give him a chance. That's the thing.
I tell you what, I am so disappointed. If someone attacked us today, I don't know if I'd lift a hand to stop it. I tell you, it's really...
Yes, you would. Yes, you would, because you're an American, you're a veteran. The fact is, if somebody did attack this country, you'd be right on the front lines, unlike others who haven't been on the front lines and point fingers.
I'll tell you what, I'll be using a human shield for all those TV reporters we've been seeing over the last couple months.
You know what? You got to keep the faith. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. That you know, there's the fact is that checks and balances are there, and the fact is that the American people, by a margin of 5 or 6 million, and even more than that President Bush won against Kerry, have said that they want to change. And you know what we have to do is you're there, you support, but you're the loyal opposition. That's the big thing.
Well, I hear you, man.
I know.
It seems like there's
next to
5 million people out there to defend us. I'm just going to hold my peace. Well, have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
There's a lot of people that feel like Neil. They're deeply, some people depressed and disappointed.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, suffering the aftermath today.
Russell, how do you feel?
Oh, well, Carl, I tell you, I feel like I'm living in socialistic America right now.
Well, you know what? We don't know that yet. You know, the fact is that, you know, as many people know, I told our listeners, I told the hundreds of thousands that are listening every day why I couldn't vote for Senator Barack Obama, because I believe in what he said. I have fears and trepidations about that, but you know, I'm going to also give him a chance. I also know is that the thing about it is that we don't know what he's going to do. So, why do you think we're heading to socialism?
Yeah, what scares me, Carl, is what he's been talking for the last several months, and what he has been talking is purely socialism. He wants to redistribute wealth and punish people who have been successful. He wants to punish people for accomplishing the American dream of making it. It's a scary thought. I do not believe in a redistribution of wealth. You know, you don't punish people for being successful.
I don't believe in that either, and I read a great letter the other day from a guy that of all things is he drills for water wells out of Texas, and how he started out and the things that he's done in the last 25 years of his life to become a success, where he's got 30 people working for him now, and he's finally at that point in his life where he can start putting money away for retirement, and his fears that all this hard work, that his reward is going to be less than what he had 10 years ago.
And he's probably right at this point.
Well, you know what? We don't know yet, and we're going to have to see. But if that's the case, and again, if that's the case where redistribute the wealth means punishing all the rich people, if you look at who's been in his corner, Oprah Winfrey, all the media, you know, all the Hollywood stars, is, you know, I would just like Oprah just to start writing me a check every month.
You know, I don't want something for nothing.
Well, that's true. But, you know,
I don't want Oprah's money.
Well, you know, that's true, because that's something the other person, that Joel Plummer said. He says, I don't want to be given money by a person that's earned it if I haven't. And there's a big difference between people that say that and people that want that money to flow in. Hey, thanks
well,
a lot.
I've got one more thing to say, Carl, and then I'll let you go.
Okay, I got a break here.
Anybody
okay.
in the San Francisco area is hearing this, and you know Mayor Gavin Newsom, please tell him whether you like it or not. The door's closed. It ain't going to happen.
Okay, thanks a lot, Russell. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are full. 221-1402. Keep trying. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Chuck, while we're on this extended break, it seems like we have every day at this point, we talked about some of the people that you drew the portraits of, that you painted. The one about with MacArthur. Tell us that story.
Well, there's a gentleman by the name of Jim Larson, this very nice man who was a school principal for 34 years, and I asked him what his story was, and he said very humbly, I was on General MacArthur's personal staff. And he pulls out a photograph, world-famous photograph of General MacArthur wading ashore in the Philippines on his return to the Philippines. And he said, you see that guy back there behind MacArthur? Well, that's me. He was on General MacArthur's staff for 3 years, which is historic stuff.
Yeah. Now, the other story I really liked, too, was the pilot who flew 51 missions.
Yeah, Elwood Gannon is his name. He's a B-24 pilot. Flew 51 missions, bombing missions over Germany and Europe. 51 missions in itself is a pretty amazing feat.
Yeah,
and lived through it. And I asked him what he did afterwards. He became a beekeeper for almost 50 years and has been married to the same woman for 72 years.
And never flew again.
Never flew again.
Wow. Neil, good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, super. What's up?
How can you be super, man? I've heard you talking over the last 5 months about Obama. I mean, this is horrible.
Well, you know, Neil, I understand.
You know, you say give him a chance, bud.
Give him a chance.
He's been standing up there on a stage on a national level for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months, only recently, actually, saying what he really intends to do, what he really means to, and how that money level kept dropping from the very wealthiest to the middle income now, $42,000.
Well,
the man is going to destroy this country on purpose. He is a Muslim. He's not a Christian. And I believe that our country is in for horrible, horrible times.
Well,
I guess we deserve it.
Well, Neil, you know, here's the thing is we have, is the people have voted for him. I don't believe he's a Muslim. But here's the other thing I will do is you're right. I have been talking about Senator Obama, and I have been pointing out why I would never vote for him. And the one thing is, because this is your radio station, this is your voice out there, is I will hold him to task for everything he says, for everything he does and what he doesn't do. We will light a fire out here that perhaps we can just, you know, it'll spread. But the big thing is if he's going to govern, let him govern. You know, the people voted for him, let him govern. And if he doesn't do what he says, then we vote him out of office.
Sir, the fact that he's been installed, the fact of what he's going to do to the courts, what's happened is historic. This is a turning point in the history of the world. This man is a destroyer, and he is about to destroy the greatest free country that God has ever blessed the world with. We've been liberators and good folks. We're now going to be looked at as tyrants and bad people. The people that have died and bled, just like the man you have on, just like the men you're talking about, MacArthur, those people, their blood is for nothing now because of Barack Obama. He will literally destroy this country.
Well, I hope you're wrong here, Neil.
I do, too. But the problem is, he stood up there and he's told us. He told us how he'll redistribute wealth. He's told us how we're going to pay higher energy taxes right now. He's told, you know, he even used words to emphasize how bad it was going to be, and yet we still elected this empty suit of a man. So I'm sorry, folks. You out there in Reading, get ready. Here it comes.
Well,
Barack Obama, everybody that voted for him, I hope you will soon be seeing what you have done to the rest of your neighbors and friends.
Okay, Neil, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Carl,
Hey, this is your show. I just provided an avenue for you.
Oh, okay. Hey, with Clarence Thomas being called an Uncle Tom, Colin Powell an Uncle Tom, Condoleezza Rice the same, Williams the same, all these people that are Uncle Toms, what are we going to call Barack Obama? Or we, I mean the black people.
Well, I think that the black people feel, and, you know, I look at it like this, is that many people voted for Barack Obama because of his race, just like some people voted against him for his race. I think that the black people of America, there is a big, for the African-American community, there's a big chance right now for Senator Obama to say this. He came up through, came up from a poor family without affirmative action. I would like to see him push the fact is we don't need affirmative action, that we can rest on our laurels. That's what I'd really like to see come out of this.
Okay, thank you for yours.
You bet.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, look, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Botta, News Talk 1400 KQMS, and keep calling. Lines are lit up. Hey, look, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let me hit two things real quick here before we go to the phones. Freedom's Thunder, the Veterans Parade, the 16th Annual Shasta County Veterans Parade, is going to be at November 8th, this Saturday at 10 a.m. on Shasta Dam Boulevard in Lake Shasta. There's going to be thousands of bikes. Okay, there's going to be hundreds of bikes, maybe up to 1,000. There's going to be a pancake breakfast from 6 to 10 before, and then a barbecue after. Now, you can call the... any more info, go call 275-8901. But Linda and I are going to be there riding with the Patriot Guard. So come on out and join us Saturday for Freedom's Thunder. The other thing, I had a caller day before yesterday asked about the unemployment fund. I talked to Doug LaMalfa, and he said, hey, look, that's off limits for people touching it, and it's protected. So the gentleman that called, supposedly, sir, that fund should be cash in there. Not that our government in California won't, you know, rake off other parts. Okay. Graham, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, got short time, Graham.
Okay,
tell us what you think.
I'll make a couple of three quick points then. Number one, you will not be able to keep his feet to the fire or make sure that he does that, because you will probably lose the right to broadcast that sort of thing. And one of the reasons is there is no checks and balances anymore because of the people that appoint the judges, and he's going to be appointing these judges. And I don't know if you know it or not, but judges, even the Supreme Court, don't have the right to make laws and take your rights away, but that's what they've been allowed to do.
Yeah, they legislate from the bench.
And
yes.
That's not legal. That's not how it was set up.
That's not the way it's supposed to be.
And there's one thing I heard on the news this morning that I really resented, and the newsman said that people are in shock over a black man being able to be president, and I really resent that.
I do, too.
Because race has nothing to do with it, and every racist I'm against, and unfortunately, I think Mr. Obama has made it clear that he is a racist.
Well, you know, we've got to see about how that goes. But,
we've already seen it, like your other caller said. He's made himself known over the past couple of years. We know exactly who he is and what he's going to try to do, and since there's no checks and balances, he's going to be able to accomplish a lot, and it's just sheep led to the slaughter. And unfortunately, that doesn't have to be true, and it doesn't have to be true that God's people are destroyed by lack of knowledge, but unfortunately there's a lot of people out there that have blinders on.
Well, I tell you what, Graham, thanks for your phone call. I just hope it doesn't get to that.
Well, I hope that I, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
You. Walt, you're on. Thank you for waiting. Give me 30 seconds.
Hey, Habusaki Walt here. How are
you?
Oh,
hey, Habusaki Walt.
Hey, I just wanted to, I know Chuck Padam's not going to tell you, but in his graciousness and humility, at the end of his show, he is going to donate all the portraits and bios to the veterans whom he's painted and their families.
Oh.
Well, you know what? That doesn't surprise me a bit. You know, I've known Chuck now for almost a week. And, but the one thing is I'm struck by that, by this man, and what he's given back to this community. And so that doesn't surprise me. He's a, you know, this man's a hero.
He definitely is, and I'm proud to call him brother in arms, brother aviator, and brother in law.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're a lucky man. I don't know how lucky he is, though.
I'm lucky.
Well, that's true.
I'm lucky.
Okay, thanks a lot, Walt.
See you Saturday, guys. Have a good one.
Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks a lot. Randy, you're up. You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, from one veteran to another, thank you very much. I'd like to say three facts about Barack Obama.
Okay.
The only truth that he told the whole 2 years he was running for office, our energy bills will go up. There will be no offshore drilling. And if you have a coal mining job, you might want to start looking for another job because you're out of work.
I think that he has said all those things.
He has said all of those things. So get ready for your gas to go back to $4 a gallon because there's no stopping him.
Well,
because
I tell you,
with Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Reid in there, it's over.
They can no longer blame the Bush administration, though. So we'll see what happens.
That's right.
That's
so
the plus.
In 2 years, we ought to be set because they ought to have us in such a hole. It'll be incredible.
Well, you know, if you look at it like Clinton, when Clinton went in, he went far to the left. What happened is they got swept out in 92 in that election because of just that. And if they do that, count on that happening again.
Well, he's a pretty liberal senator. He's about as liberal as they get. So
okay.
We'll see.
Got to run. Dorothy, you have 10 seconds.
Yes.
10 seconds.
For those who are listening, I want them to remember that God sets up kings and he brings them down. And it's up to us to pray. And it's also up to us to do exactly what our artist is doing. Keep working to show that this is the best country in the world.
Okay, thank you, Dorothy. And you're right. Now,
great note to close on.
It is. And, you know, this is Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Join us Saturday for Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS at 7 o'clock Saturday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KQMS Reading, 9 o'clock.
I'm Doug Limerick. President Bush made a late-night call to Barack Obama congratulating him on his winning the election and
told the president-elect he can count on complete...